All right, let's watch the clock. Because right now we're starting in a minute. So at 8:15, if it doesn't kick out, then we're safe.
And then we can reattempt our watching of...
We'll figure that out all over again.
Dude, we tried so hard, and we're never going to get it as perfect as the first time we did it.
No, our intro was so good. It's just a shame that only, like, half of it got recorded.
Dude, and we were in the same spot in the movie.
Yeah, like, we were perfectly in sync. Like, I wish that I hadn't, like, I deleted all those little clips going into it, because I could have put together, like, a
blooper reel.
Mike and Fatty are pissed off blooper reel.
Oh, what the fuck? Anyway. How's the kitten?
He is well. He's had a lazy day.
I saw your video earlier today, and I was like, this cat is too stinking cute.
How often can you get so lucky as to catch that, like, pre-tackle butt wiggle?
Oh, the butt wiggle is the best part.
Yeah. But I saw him there just laying on my chest, like, poised and ready for something. Like, he had ideas in his head.
Him's attacked with purpose.
Yeah.
So, I have news.
You have news? Give me news.
I am switching careers yet again.
Yeah, you gonna drive trucks?
I am gonna go drive truck.
Fuck yeah.
I got an opportunity with a paving crew.
Yeah.
And they need a guy with a Class A license to drag the equipment around and, you know, help move stuff. And it is a lot less headache than Ambrose is. And I love my job, too, which is, like, this is probably the hardest career swap I've ever made.
Yeah.
Because, like, I didn't absolutely hate working there. It's almost like the exact same thing that happened at Hemonetics back in, like, 2012 when fucking they closed.
Mm.
And I didn't want to leave there either, but...
I didn't realize they closed. What is your mom doing now? I didn't know that.
Mom's at Centeron Candela now. She makes lasers.
Nice. Nice. She's a laser technician.
No, she's a planning manager, but she's like I think she's almost the head planning person, so
yeah.
She should be, but it is what it is. But yeah, I'm gonna be putting my notice in tomorrow.
Nice. I'll wait until after tomorrow to put this episode up then.
Oh, I don't care. They're gonna find out one way or the other, and I don't even know, to be honest with you, I don't know if they're gonna, like, counteroffer. So, because as much as I don't want to toot my own horn, I'm pretty good at my job. So, pretty good.
Just instead of a letter of resignation, just give them, like, a printed out link to this video. It's like blue with an underline. It's just this long strip of paper.
Yeah, we'll just dub it with a song that says, I quit, I quit.
Mm-hmm.
You can go fuck yourself. I quit, I quit. Like those videos you see all over YouTube of people, like, sing quitting. I love that shit.
Mm-hmm. Flash mob resignation.
So, what's new with you, sir?
I started Pokemon Gold today. I beat Pokemon Red yesterday.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you told me. You Indigo plateaued with one Pokemon.
Yes, just the one guy. So... technically, the way I go at the Pokemon League is I'll have, like, all six of my Pokemon, but I'm only ever using one. The rest are, like, support. They do, like, the strength and the cut and the fly and flash.
Yeah.
So if my main guy happens to faint, I send in one of the others, so I have at least one turn to go ahead and use a max revive.
Yep.
And usually the switch out Pokemon will die in the first round there. And then I bring him back. And then I bring back the main dude. But yeah, it worked. It's a great strategy. It was relatively easy. The only problem was I forgot that, well, I thought that before you had to fight Gary, after you beat the Elite Four, before you had to fight Gary, I thought they healed your Pokemon. So all my
You are incorrect,
moves,
sir.
I am very incorrect. So all my best moves were, like, depleted. And I had, like, Tackle to fight Gary's entire team of Pokemon. But I did
So
it.
You tapped the fuck out of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to get that, what's the other potion that gives them all the PP back?
Ether. But Ether you can't buy at a store. You have to find it.
Oh, that's weak.
They don't even sell it at the department store.
Whatever. That sounds like a racket to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like some sort of illegal substance.
I don't know anything about illegal substances, Michael.
No. No, we're not experts on that topic.
No.
But yeah, I started... We just smoke tobacco cigarettes.
I was just going to say, all we do is smoke tobacco cigarettes.
Yeah. So I started...
We don't even drink the alcohol.
Yeah. Started Golden Silver this morning. Already got my first gym badge from Faulkner, the bird-type gym leader. I went with the water starter again.
Whatever. I always go with grass.
I feel like the first time I ever played the first game, I got blasted. I got, oh, shit, what's his name?
Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Obviously, I mean, he's the best one to go through the first two gyms with.
Yeah.
Because rock type are weak against plant type, and fucking water type clearly can't handle plant type.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, you slap bitches. That's what you do. And then by the time you get to Lieutenant Surge, if you've done the proper scouring, you've got Onix, and you can beat the bag out of his fucking electric types. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I beat Lieutenant Surge on the first try with a Wartortle.
Nice.
Single hit kill every single one of his Pokemon with a war tool against Lieutenant Surge.
A whole bunch of training on the way out.
So I never run away from a battle. Like walking through the tall grass and everything. Every single one I fight.
I go looking for those.
I never liked grinding, but if you just want to do, like, especially the first couple generations, like, you never had to grind. If you just use one Pokemon. Like, I'm at the second gym right now, and my main Pokemon is level 17 already.
Yeah, well, no, what you do, I mean, you just have to, I mean, train evenly. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No, me either. I tend to focus on one Pokemon, and then I catch stronger Pokemon as I go.
Yeah. So you'll swap out the stronger Pokemon as long as they can learn those, like, useful, the HMs. Because you got to have somebody in your party who can surf, you got to have somebody who can fly, you got to have somebody who can cut.
That's why you try to get them. You try to get all of those in, like, one Pokemon.
Yeah. So my final team ended up being, it was Blastoise was my guy. Hitmonchan, who I had to do the strength stuff. Cubone. Oh, Fatty, we're coming up on it. We're coming up on it. Any minute now.
Oh, we are.
We'll find out if we're good. We'll find out if we can keep going.
Listen to how excited you got.
We're at 11 minutes, 10 seconds, but we started at 109.
Well, didn't it kick us at like 9:59?
9 minutes, 59 seconds, exactly. I want to get to 13 minutes before I celebrate. So we got a minute and a half. Just, I feel like I'll feel more comfortable that way. 12 minutes versus 9 minutes and 59 seconds. I don't know. I think, I feel like right now, I think we're good, though.
But why does 13 make you more comfortable? Why not 15?
I guess. But no, we're good for now. We're good.
We're good?
Yeah, but I had my Blastoise. He was my main guy. I had my Hitmonchan. He did the strength. Cubone, who I just didn't find a better Pokemon to switch him out with, so I just had him the whole time from Lavender Town. Pikachu, he did
what
my
level,
Flash.
What level was level your six. Fucking Cubone?
Cubone was, I want to say, level 12. Or 22.
That's a low level Pokemon.
Yeah, I had a Pidgey that all I had him for was to use Fly. My strategy, I had the Pikachu, and every time I found a rare candy, I gave Pikachu the rare candy so that I could level him up without actually having to put the work in. And okay. My strategy was, if I didn't get the Elite Four the first time, I'd go back and grind Pikachu through the whole game. Like, start Route 1 and come in a big loop around with Pikachu right back to Indigo Plateau.
Did you just say Route 1?
Yeah. Pallet Town to Viridian City, yeah.
Oh. Why did I never notice that?
I don't know, they're all routes. Like, they're all numbered routes between towns.
I didn't know they were numbered. That's why.
Yeah. It was nice. It was fun. It was fun to play through it. Yeah, we're still going. We're still going. We're safe. We're safe, man. We're safe, people. So I texted you the other day about Fable 4.
Yeah.
So it's official. It's happening. There, that is literally the only thing anybody knows about it, is that it's a thing that exists.
I wonder where they're going to go with it.
I don't know. It's like, it's obviously Lionhead Studios is out. Peter Molyneux, nobody wants anything to do with that guy. So it's a whole, like, a brand new team. And it's almost certainly going to be a Series X exclusive. Because Microsoft owns that IP. Now.
Yes.
They bought out and destroyed Lionhead.
Yeah, well, they brought it on themselves.
Yeah, no, Peter Molyneux was a madman. He's like, Peter Molyneux had, like, ideas the size of Hideo Kojima, but the difference is that Hideo Kojima can do it. He can execute it.
Yes.
I gotta play Death Stranding.
I never played it.
It sounds so good. It's basically, imagine what would happen if there was nobody around to tell Hideo Kojima he couldn't do things. Like, it's his game. He started a whole new studio for it. You play as a courier in post-apocalyptic America.
Oh.
You deliver packages.
Oh.
You are as Norman Reedus. Mads Mikkelsen from Hannibal, he's the villain. Or maybe not. Who knows? People who've played it, I'm sure, but I haven't. Guillermo del Toro's in it. Conan O'Brien is in it as himself.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know what game I really want them to do another one of?
Hmm?
The Darkness.
I never played those. Those are based on the comic book.
Yeah.
Because I read a few issues of that, but I never played the games. There were two of them.
Yeah, two of them.
Yeah, I feel like we talked about this on a very... talked about Darkness 2 on a very early episode.
Very, very, very early. It was about, we were talking about ripping people's hearts out, and that's how your like powers in the game heal.
Okay.
You pick up dead bodies and the tentacles rip out fucking people's hearts and eat them.
I feel like it was the first or second episode of the Facebook generation of episodes.
Maybe.
Yeah. We're now on to the YouTube generation. I call this season 6 because I didn't feel like doing any math.
Just leave everybody guessing.
Yeah, we're on season 6, episode 5.
Wait. It's like episode 4.
A New Hope. No, at this point we're into the sequel trilogy. If Keeping Up with the Fatness was Star Wars, at this point we're into the third iteration.
Yeah. Oh.
And though I think the Facebook generation compared to like the jumping around from one blog to another generation, that was definitely the Facebook generation was their original trilogy.
Yeah, I'll give you
and
that.
We're back now with bolder ideas. I can't wait for the Mandalorian generation. When do we get to the Mandalorian and Rogue One?
When we're famous.
Yeah. Get a TV show.
When we're famous. Yo, I was actually talking about this with my mother earlier today at dinner. Because she said, and I quote, I don't know how you and Michael aren't already famous. And I said, what do you mean? I said, you're funnier than everybody on TV.
Man,
I was like, that sounds like a little bit of a biased opinion.
Excuse me. I farted. But you got to tell your mom to get over.
I hope got that on the recording, too.
Me too. You got to tell your mom to get over to YouTube and to subscribe and to like and to share our videos all over the internet, wherever. Like, it's a video. It's not a video, but it's a video.
Yeah.
Presented via YouTube in a video format. We've got we have a very classy and attractive logo that you can look at while you listen to our voices on the internet. But you got to smash that like button. You got to hit the bell to make sure you're notified of all our latest uploads.
Oh my God, I hate you so much right now. Go smash that like button. Fuck you, Michael. That is everything that isn't pure and good in this world.
Mm.
Monetize, bro. Monetize. Get the fuck out of here with your bullshit.
Mm.
We couldn't actually monetize with how often we swear. Well, I swear, but...
No, we can't monetize on YouTube. Maybe someday somebody will sponsor us.
That's stupid. I still think it's stupid. It is an uploadable format, and fuck everybody else that gets offended.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Whatever. They have a terms of service, and you gotta go buy it. So, like you said, you agreed when you signed up for your YouTube account. On these terms of service. So you can't really argue it.
Yeah, but it's
a private corporation.
It's the internet.
It's a private corporation. Internet. It's Google, man.
It's Google. It's true. The further and further we go down this rabbit hole, the worse and worse it's going to get with the corporatization of America. There we go.
Yeah, yeah. Do you see Ready Player One?
Yes.
Yeah? How good was that movie?
That movie was incredible. I watched it, like, Mike, when I first watched Ready Player One, I not only watched it once, I watched it 3 times in a row.
Nice. I've to date only seen it in the theater. I know it's available streaming somewhere on a service I own, but...
Dude, I
it was very good.
I loved that movie.
So there's a sequel coming out in August to the book. Ready Player 2 is coming in August. So it's only a matter of time. So Ready Player 1 now that there's a movie, there's a decent chance you're going to get a movie based on the second book pretty quick. But Ready Player One came out, the book, like 10 years ago. So it wasn't like immediate for that one. But the cast
but
was so good.
Such a smash success.
Yeah.
And all the and just all the references in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like
only Spielberg. Only Spielberg could have gotten that done. Only Spielberg could have gotten that done.
Yeah. But that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He had his fingers in every major pop culture movie that we love today.
The only thing more impressive than what Steven Spielberg managed to get together for Ready Player One was like the Looney Tunes and the Disney characters on screen together in Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only thing I can possibly describe, like compare it to. Just Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse hanging out on screen together.
Yeah, I still don't know how that happened.
It was a
Merry Melodies and Disney cartoons not mixed. Ever.
So they had to make the agreement that Bugs Bunny and Donald Duck and Mickey and Daffy Duck, so I guess it works whatever way. They all had to have equal screen time to each other.
Yeah,
that's why the only scenes where you see any of those characters, they're on screen together. Like for the entire scene. Yeah.
Yeah, it's because they're their most famous characters.
Yeah. But like iconic. Seeing Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse drop down on their parachutes. Bugs Bunny has a terrible influence on Mickey Mouse. Because you can't tell me Mickey Mouse doesn't know that's wrong. He knows what a human does when it hits the ground.
True.
It's Mickey Mouse.
But we all know that Mickey Mouse. Yeah. Mind of our generation. Shut up.
Mm.
He's slowly taking over the world.
Yeah.
Step by step, inch by inch, Walt Disney Corporation will own everything.
Bow to the House of Mouse.
Yeah, we'll look up one day and there will be somehow an aurora that they created that is fucking Mickey ears over the globe. Advertise to the universe. Fuck this. Here lies Mickey Mouse. Oh.
He's climbing me because I stopped moving.
Huh?
He's climbing me because I stopped moving.
Well, that's your fault.
He has been sleeping all day, and I had to know that this fucking explosion was coming at any time soon. Are you going to?
Oh, no. I sipped something the wrong way. Yes, that is the story that I'm going with.
You just inhaled an ice cube. Just a little shard through your straw.
Well, I realized that I hadn't put my drink in my cup yet.
Oh. What you drinking?
Oh, just some Schweppes.
Schweppes ginger ale?
Lime. No.
Oh.
Sparkling cider.
Oh, nice.
No,
sparkling water.
Sparkling
seltzer.
Water, yeah.
I'm drinking a lime polar. I'm drinking a lime polar, guy.
Nice, dude. Nice. That's actually how you would say Wicked Pessa, even.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Pessa kid.
All right, that's enough of that. I apologize to the internet.
Do you know what's on Hulu, Fatty? Do you know what's on Hulu?
Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh, you told me about that. Yeah, this can be a new segment. What's on Hulu?
I watched it yesterday. I watched it yesterday because I couldn't resist it anymore.
couldn't. I have to watch that movie at least once a year. I have to. Like now, it makes me want to watch. It makes me want to watch The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that's on right now.
So you know, well, hold on. Remember Princess Bride? We'll get back to it in a second. So what's on Hulu? Cowboy Bebop. Did you ever watch Cowboy Bebop?
I did not.
Well, it's worth watching. It's pretty cool. It's like the awesome
cheesy
mid-90s anime. I'm not an anime guy. Like, I don't watch anime. It's Cowboy Bebop and Fooly Cooly, which is pretty fucking weird. I'll be honest.
I've watched Clash on Titan or something like that.
Attack on Titan? That didn't look like
Attack on Titan.
That didn't look like
something. I watched like 6 or 7 episodes of it and stopped. And my major problem is I'm not a huge fan of subtitled anything because, well, let's face it, I don't read so good. well, let's face it.
Most of the time you can get dubs on animated stuff.
Yeah.
Most of the time. You're about to what?
The first season of Attack on Titan, you can't.
Okay. Yeah, no,
at least
I wouldn't.
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know, or at least when I was watching.
I guess the difference for me, like, I can watch a movie with subtitles, like something live action with subtitles, but animation, I feel like I can't. There's that Yakuza game I was telling you about. There's no English speaking track on that. It's all Japanese. It's a lot of subtitles. But, like, for some reason, it's interesting enough that, like, it's easy to read.
Yeah, but that's enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's okay.
But it's like that or live action, I'll read subtitles. But, like, animation, what's the point? What's the point of subtitles for an animated movie? Just dub it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I mean.
Like all those, what's it, the Miyazaki movies, like Howl's Moving Castle and Spirited Away and stuff. Those were made by this. Well, so I haven't seen them, but I understand that they're like critically acclaimed and much loved. And what happened is Studio Ghibli over in Japan is like, as far as animated film goes, they're Disney in Japan.
Okay.
Not everything else that goes along with Studio Ghibli, but they're, as far as animated film and television goes, they're Disney. But they made these like amazing hand animated Japanese movies that are just absolutely like legendary. Disney is the one to distribute them here in America. So they got these like star-studded like voice casts that like actually put in like a performance instead of just like reading lines. Like that's what you get in like Pokemon. It's like, I'm not going to bash Pokemon, but like the Pokemon anime, the English dubbing is just like the most ridiculous thing you've ever listened to. I'm glad that kid finally got his fucking league championship though. My most recent playthrough of Pokemon Red, I played Ash. I was Ash. I was not Red or Blue. I was not Mike.
You did not name Gary Assface?
Yep. Ash and Gary.
Dude, I'm sorry. I fucking, he's Assface in every single one that I've ever done.
Oh no, I went old school. It's Gary. Cat's getting kind of chubby. He's adorable.
Yeah.
He's gaining like some weight before his next big like growth spurt.
How old is he?
how long have I had him? Forever. He's like, gotta be 3 months now. We got him on Father's Day, and he was 6 weeks old.
Oh, okay.
No, he was 8 weeks old on Father's Day. Yes. So 2 months on Father's Day.
Yeah, he already looks like big too.
He's a big guy. He's a big guy. He's long as fuck.
Yeah, I hope like that you're gonna get
when he stretches out, he's fucking huge.
I hope. You went. Fuck.
You choking on chips? Are you like eating chips and like talking at the same time and choking on them? I hear chips.
What do you mean you hear chips?
I hear chips like.
I'm not eating anything, you fucking dickhead. Of course he's choking on food, fat kid. Burf, 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 burf. Anyway.
Oh, it sounded like you were you munching on some Fritos?
No, I don't have any chips. I wish I had Fritos right now. I'm not going to lie.
The fucking honey barbecue ones?
No, those... this is going to sound real old of me, but those give me heartburn.
Literally everything gives me heartburn.
Yeah. Like, dude, those fuck me up, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
Then I get, like, the burning, like, waves after that.
No,
like,
I get that. Cool. I get that. That sounds realistic to me. And it'll probably happen psychosomatically. It'll happen to me the next time I eat them.
Congratulations, sir.
I like
glad we can suffer together. What?
Have you ever had the chili cheese ones?
No.
You've never had the chili cheese Fritos?
No.
Dude, do yourself a favor. Get some Tums and get some chili cheese Fritos.
Yeah. All right.
They're good. We're all good.
Fucking.
We're all good. How would you like to see... What?
Are you fucking with the cat right now?
Yeah, I'm playing with the cat. Otherwise, he'll be eating me and the cord. He's got his eyes on the microphone so hard, he wants to murder the microphone. He wants to take the microphone's life. He's got this big parrot. It came with him.
What?
He came with this big stuffed parrot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like his favorite toy. Always has been, before I knew him. Yeah, that parrot.
Before I even knew him, when he was a young man, he had
this
that
parrot.
Cat.
This parrot has been part of his life longer, and always will have been part of his life longer than I am.
That's perspective right there.
Loki loves his parrot. He fights with it, drags it around the house. He'll pick it up like a dog, and run.
Yeah.
He falls over a lot.
Well, he's still trying to figure his back legs out and shit.
Mm. He's weird. He's a weird
guy. Nah, it's all right. I like it when they're weird. What gives them personality?
Yeah.
Like Marshall has that perma-pissed face.
Yeah, no, give me that brother. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, he's the cat that everyone thinks of as the... he needs to be a meme, I think.
He's grumpy.
He's just grumpy. He's a ruffled old man. That's all he is. Now, back to, like, anime things. The only one that I've ever, like, really watched was, like, Vampire Hunter D.
Yeah, did you watch that with Evan?
Forever ago. Oh, yeah. Forever ago, dude.
Yeah. Evan got, like, big into anime for a little while. And he was watching, like, all sorts of weird shit.
Well, it's Japan, so
yeah.
It's usually weird.
Yeah. There are so many options there.
So...
So, You got a thought on
that? Should we talk about? I don't know. I've been hearing.
Don't
a
ask
lot of
me.
Talking.
You talk to me about this.
That's true. I've heard that there's a lot of people boycotting the NFL this year, and I found out.
Yeah, I actually haven't heard that. I feel like I would.
Strange. Like, it's strange to me. I don't understand why you would even, like, who cares? They're playing a sport.
Yeah. It's like, it's
I mean,
just going to be
guys,
on TV.
It's
anyway.
Entertainment. It's entertainment. That's what it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
I mean, you, me losing my shit over the Patriots is like someone else losing their shit over another thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's your passion. So
yeah, people just don't. I don't get it. It's the one thing that I always look forward to every year is Patriots season, and I know this season's probably not going to be that good. But we got Cam Newton. I think he's an overrated quarterback, but that's a topic of different discussion, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, how do you come along and fill Tom Brady's shoes? This is like a real tough gig. You know what I mean? Like, you're the dude after the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
You're going to be, like, scrutinized to such a point.
You get 1 year. You get 1 year.
Mm-hmm. That's all he got was 1 year.
This is not a contract. It's an audition.
Yeah, I really do strongly believe that, like, if Coach Belichick can turn him into, I feel like, the player he could be, it's going to be pretty spectacular, I think.
Yeah.
I always shoot for the moon with them, though, and, like, the letdown is always so bad.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever. We'll see what happens.
So, wait, his name, what's his name? He's a person.
He is a person. Congratulations.
But you know I don't know the sports too good. What's
okay.
his name?
I want you to try. Who? Who are you trying to tell me about right now?
Is it,
who? What
I don't want you to make fun of me if I'm wrong.
I'm going to make
Cam
fun of
Newton?
You.
Is it Cam
yes,
Newton?
Yes, it's Cam Newton.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yes, it's Cam Newton.
Yeah.
I told you could do it.
Yeah. thanks for helping me work through that, Fatty.
But I believe in you, okay? Believe in you. Buckin, no, I do think the season is going to be not a wash. I do think they make the playoffs. I don't think they're not going to go far.
Mm.
I do think they still win the AFC East because not much has changed.
Yeah.
I see the Bucks making it to the playoffs too, but I don't know how far they're going to make it based on just the roster alone. I don't know because I really haven't looked that much into it.
Yeah.
I've just been trying to forget that Tom Brady's not a Patriot anymore.
Mm.
Like, I try to forget it.
Yeah.
We had his best years. I don't give a shit. The guy gave it all. Gave 6 championships in New England. Come on. Let the guy go. It's okay.
Yeah.
If he wants to retire in Boca, let him retire in Boca. That's what he wants to do. Let him go.
Yeah.
Let him go. It's fine. He's going to be just fine all on his own down there. It's no problem. No, I have not high hopes, but I have, you know, I have an expectation this year. I definitely expect them to make the playoffs. I feel like they can do that. If Cam Newton, really fucking studies and, like, gets to know the system, I think he could be really good here. I think he could. If he does his homework.
Yeah.
But. Meh.
Yeah.
That's your sports update, I guess.
There we go. That is sports corner.
Opening day of baseball is coming up soon too, so everybody get posted up for that. And I still wonder what they're going to do about the NHL playoffs. Like, I just want to know what's going on.
Oh.
I don't know. I guess like maybe I should listen to the sports hub every once in a while, but I don't do that anymore either. So it's always just them bitching about baseball.
Yeah.
whenever I pop onto it, they're just arguing about baseball and why baseball needs to change. And like, okay, cool. I've heard all of these arguments over and over and over again. Can we listen to something else? Give me news, not fucking wild speculations. That might be a little harsh, wild speculations.
Yeah.
I mean, they know what they're talking about, but come on. Let's find some new content.
And that was Fatty's Sports Corner. Took like a little sort of a left at the end.
Yeah, right?
Definitely turned the wrong way around Fatty's Sports Corner.
Fucking. Watch any good movies recently?
We watched A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Really? How was that?
It was so fucking good, Fatty.
Yeah?
It was so good.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'll watch it. I wanted to hear a personal review of it. Like, I know you watched as much Mr. Rogers as I did, so.
The whole world did, man.
It's true. It's true.
Like, where's Mr. Rogers now? He's probably on Hulu or Netflix, actually.
Could be. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. I think this is a good place to call it.
Okay.
I'm fresh out of things to talk about. What about you?
One last thing. You hear about Amazon doing Fallout?
What?
Amazon Studios is doing Fallout with, like, the creative team from Westworld.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
That's, like, the most I can say about it, too. I am interested.
Like, I watched people play Fallout. I've never really played Fallout.
Yeah. It's like, my Fallout is like...
From what I've watched of it, like, it looked really cool.
It is really cool. So what's cooler than the games themselves is the premise and, like, setting of the games.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody is just looking for, like, a good Fallout setting. Like, my favorite is the Capital Wasteland from Fallout 3. But New Vegas was, like... It melded the story and the gameplay and the setting all together in such a perfect way. I hope it's New Vegas, but Bethesda likes to ignore that was a thing that existed and anybody would want to play on anything.
Hmm.
But they did release the Pip-Boy. Pip-Boy, the Vault-Boy? I think it's Pip-Boy. Like, the mascot? He's playable.
No, that's the Vault-Boy.
The Vault-Boy?
You were right. That is what
Pip-Boy
he's called,
is the thing. Pip-Boy is the thing
Pip-Boy,
you wear. Pip-Boy,
yeah, that's the thing they put on your arm, yeah.
But the Vault-Boy is playable in Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah?
And the last character they added to Smash Brothers that hadn't been in a Nintendo release was Joker from Persona 5. And then Persona 5 came out on Switch. So I'm saying Fallout guy is in Smash Brothers. We're going to get Fallout on Switch, which is pretty cool. Probably Fallout 3. Probably Fallout 3. They'll give us a little. And then see if we spend enough.
See how it takes.
See if we spend enough money on it.
Oh, you will.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's what you do.
All right, that's all I had to say.
Yeah?
Yeah. That rounds us out to a good 45 minutes.
It does indeed.
Yeah. Always try to think of one last thing. All right, sir, it's been fun.
Indeed.
I'll talk to you later.
You have a great evening, sir. Enjoy your kitty cat.
I will.
Later.
Good night.